This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, May 26, 2020. I'm Mark Boulanger. The labour movement is warning that the economic revival that will take place after the pandemic may be severely controlled by corporations using artificial intelligence and the collection of huge amounts of data. The issue was the subject of a recent webinar organized by Public Services International. PSI is the global union which represents national public service unions at the world level. It commissioned a report by IT for Change, based in India. The report was prepared by Parminder Jeet Singh.
If we have to fight successfully the new digital issues in favor of labor power, we need to understand what is happening. What is the theory behind it? What is the political economy of a digital society? And let me step back. A political economy of any social arrangement is basically arranged around its principal resources. When it was an agrarian feudal system, land was the principal resource. And we understand and we know that everything in a feudal society was around relationships of land. Who owned the land? Who was a serf? Who gets the produce? What happens? So everything, who was the king, who was the subject, everything was around land. And then we moved to the industrial society. Everything was around ownership of factories and machines, and that became capital. And our current thinking about the capital-labor struggle is largely situated in that industrial paradigm. What has happened actually is that the things have changed. We read a lot about data being the new oil or the new gold. Clearly, everybody seems to agree that data is the most valuable thing in a digital society. And that must be surprising that if something is the most valuable resource in a particular paradigm, why don't people talk more about what is the value of that resource, how it is denominated, who owns that resource? What are the allocatory principles around that resource? Because it's very basic. You couldn't have a feudal society without describing allocative principles around land. Same with industrial society. But around data, while people agree that it's the central value, people don't talk about allocating the value of it. And there lies a tail. Because immediately the issue would arise, who should legitimately own that value? People think of data as something, well, you know, it is problematic, but not really what is problematic about it. So let's think of it not in terms of data, but in terms of intelligence. After all, what does data do? If somebody takes my data, what does that person do with that data? The person develops intelligence about me. So we should be thinking about the central resource as being intelligence and not so much data. Data contributes intelligence. And once you start looking at intelligence, somebody owning your intelligence, somebody knows about the production processes more than the worker who's next to that machine. What we have started to do is to outsource our intelligence systematically, outsource the intelligence of how we organize our lives. Google knows more about it. Outsource the intelligence about the driver not knowing where the customer is because Uber knows it. So this is a case of outsourced intelligence. And what happens with outsourced intelligence is that there are huge global corporations, which is the new form of economic organization in the digital society, which become the sole collectors of data from all places. And they use the data to convert into intelligence about everything. And this centralized intelligence then controls all actors in a sector systematically, whether it's Uber and drivers, Amazon and manufacturers and traders and logistics, or now in health, education and services. And I'll quickly give an example of what does it mean. A Daimler's CEO, Daimler is the maker of Mercedes, said a few years back that what Google and Apple is going to do is to be the brains of the cars, and we would just be making the shells. So we should start looking at these digital corporations as being the brains of large ecosystems which control the sectors. So these are the kind of things which are happening.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about caring for each other through global solidarity.